Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Yo, what is going on, and welcome to another episode of the Urban Pitch Podcast, A Beautiful Game of Life. I am Ramzi Abushala, editor of UrbanPitch.com. To my left, he is the executive director of Vibes for the Day, Julio Monterosa, Bridget Flores. She's on vacation. She's not here. But I mean, it's just like the old days, Julio.
Hey, man, bringing her back.
Yeah.
Throw back Thursday, just us two. Yeah. Before Bridget messed that up for us. But, yeah. Hey, we're here.
Yeah, as you can tell, we're cozy gang on the couch because we have a very special guest joining us via Zoom. He plays for St. Louis City SC. Akil Watts, what's going on, man? Thanks for joining the show.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, so... I want to get into the whole, you know, inaugural season in St. Louis, but before that, I kind of want to start at the beginning because a lot of what we do on the show is we talk about, you know, stuff outside of the lines, you know, the culture of the game, especially how it's grown in the U.S. Growing up playing here, what was it like for you? What was your experience? How did you get into the game? And just how did you see yourself progressing through the ranks when you were growing up playing?
So obviously I'm from Fort Wayne, Indiana. No one knows that, you know, pretty small city. Not a lot of soccer players come out of there. Only other soccer player, big name is DeMarcus Beasley, if you know that. And, you know, my life has been all about soccer, you know, ever since I was little. You know, it was really the first sport I ever saw when I was 4 years old. You know, my dad said my brother didn't come home one day. We went to look for him. He was at the park training with a guy from Africa. His name was Coach Obenko. He's from Nigeria. And my brother was just kicking the ball around with him. And I would just sit there and watch them kick it until I was old enough to kick the ball. And that's what he said. I got into it all, you know. So it was first sport I ever fell in love with. I tried all the other sports and didn't really like them, you know. But, yeah, when I was, 15, I moved away from home. I moved down to IMG Academy in Florida, if you know what that is, you know.
Yeah.
So I played there for like 2 years while I was there. The under-17 residency program was there. So
Right.
And if you know, the assistant coach now of SCL City was John Hackworth. He was the national team coach, you know. I've been at IMG for probably 4 or 5 months, so I was pretty new on the scene, you know. So he really didn't invite me to that first camp, and it kind of hurt, you know. But I bring it up to him all the time. But yeah. And like our director of soccer there said, I have a kid that he should be there. He's good enough to be there. So John Hackworth let me come in by the grace of God to play 2 scrimmages, and I did well, and he called me back for the red team program later on for the under-17 World Cup cycle. So that's how that got started, you know.
Go ahead. IMG is like known for just being, you know, a sports powerhouse across the board. But when you look at the names of the soccer players who've gone through there, I mean, it's a plenty. And a lot of that has to do with the residency program and all that. But what was it like playing at IMG with you know, those did you feel like the history of some of the previous players that have played there?
I mean, they talk about it all the time, but I would say playing there, you had the best facilities you could ask for. You know, IMG is a prestigious sports school, you know, had every single sport and the best of the best. And when you're there, you're going to get better. And I'll say I got a lot better while being there.
Yeah. So take us through that, the U17s. What was it like, you know, when you made the team? Because obviously, you know, some of the, you know, bigger names in U.S. soccer today were on that team. What was it like playing on that team and making the team and finding out that you made it?
When I first got the email they would send, you look at it like, is this real? Like, you know, because you, as a kid growing up, that's your dream, is to represent your country. And for me to do it at such a young age, you know, it felt like an honor. And I'm glad. Thank God for that, you know. And being there, you know, training with the best, like you said, there was players, Timothy Weah, obviously he was part of my program. Andrew Carleton, like James Sands, there's tons of players you can name, you know. My Josh Sargent, big one, right. Serginho Dest, you know. There's lots of players, but being around them every day and training with them, it only made you better, you know.
Today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. The holiday season is off and rolling with NFL in full stride and the NBA and NHL hitting mid-season form. BetOnline is your number one destination for all your sports wagering info. With up-to-the-minute sports wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions, BetOnline is the top spot for everything pro and amateur sports. And not just the big four, BetOnline has info available at your fingertips with both desktop and mobile access at any time for almost any sport that's played. From MMA to international soccer. Head to BetOnline today and remember to use our promo code BELIEV, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Was he kicking balls into the stands?
Yeah, well,
nah, not at that.
So that. He picked that up later, okay. Somewhere else. Yeah.
He got it in Barcelona. Yeah. He got it in Barcelona before he left. Yeah.
That's funny.
No, but how was playing that under 17 World Cup? Because you got a lot of hype right after that World Cup. You did really, really good. So there was a lot of European teams going after you. How was all that?
I mean, it was crazy, you know. You want to play in Europe, you want to play against the best of the best. So, you know, you always want to take that step across a pond. And for me to take that leap, it took a lot of courage, you know. You know, you're young, you know. You don't want to leave your family, you don't want to leave your friends, you know. And to go over there, when I went over there at 18, 19 years old, you know, it was hard, you know. I went to RCD Mallorca, if you know where that is. Yeah. Yeah, so I played there for about a year and a half. But yeah, being over there, it was a real culture shock, I would say, you know. Being in the States, you know, soccer's not really the main sport here. And it's growing now, I would say. It's growing now to become that number one sport. But when I was, you know, over there, it really wasn't. In Spain, soccer is the main sport. They live, breathe, die soccer. And it was crazy.
And what were some of the biggest differences that, you know, that hit you instantly when you first went over to Mallorca?
Obviously the language barrier, you know.
Right.
That's a big one for me, you know, not being able to really communicate with my teammates and, you know, and people around me. It was kind of hard for me, you know. You're sitting at a table and everyone's speaking Spanish and you're just sitting like, you know, a lot of things go through your mind, whether they're talking about me, you know. You just don't know. It's like your mind's playing games with you, but like,
hey, he's kind of looking at me funny over there. I don't know.
You never know. But there's my teammates were really cool, you know. And back to the soccer, you know, the soccer was incredible there, you know. Like you said, they love there. It's more of a possession style, you know.
Right.
Compared to over here in America, where it's now it's getting into the rapid, you know, up and down type of play. There, it's very calm and collective, and that's how I like to play. But you know, sometimes you have to adapt your game.
But prior to leaving, you had a whole press conference to announce that you were leaving Mallorca. How was that, having that press conference in the city with all your friends all around? How was that? How did you feel?
It felt good. It felt really good, you know, because that's what I work for, you know, to especially going if DeMarcus Beasley has his own soccer camp there. And I did it in front of those kids. And I used to go to those camps and I used to look at Beasley like, I want to be him, you know, I want to be that guy, that next guy to take the jump, you know, and to be in front of those kids and sign that and them all look at you and ask you questions like, oh, what's it going to be like? And I'm like, I don't know yet. I haven't been there yet. But, you know, but like, it's an honor, you know, and I hope one day I can, you know, help Fort Wayne, you know, have my own soccer camp there for kids to look up to and train. Mm.
Yeah, that had you feeling like LeBron doing the decision.
Yeah.
But how about from a training perspective, were there any big differences that you noticed in the way that you were training in Spain and Mallorca with the team, like in terms of tactics or methods or anything like that compared to how you were training out here in the U.S.?
I would say more rondos, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it was more possession oriented, so you're doing a lot of passing drills, a lot of intricate passing and stuff like that, rather than, you know, long balls.
Who was the first player to make you in that rondo?
In Mallorca?
Yeah.
What's his name? There's a guy named Lago. I don't know if you know him, but he used to play on the first team. He was one of the first guys to make me there for sure. But you know, it hurts, but you know, you get over it.
Right. You got your get back or nah?
Nah.
Oh, damn.
Sadly, duh.
But how about, because I mean, I had the chance to go to Mallorca this summer. It was just absolutely beautiful, you know,
place, huh?
the beaches were incredible. You know, the food is amazing. You know, just the lifestyle there too is
so,
you know,
different.
Yeah. Yeah. What was it like just being out there at such a young age? I don't know if it was, you had a small taste of being away from home and being in Florida, but, what was it like, you know, being in such a like idyllic, like just beautiful place?
I mean, it was amazing. Like you said, it's a beautiful place, you know, who wouldn't want to live there and play soccer, play the game you love, you know? And like, obviously there is a couple of guys that like knew English and stuff like that, so they try to get me out the apartment as much as possible just to experience the city. And you know, going around, like you said, to the beaches, you can go to a beach here, there, you know, it's an amazing place.
Yeah, that airport is a mess though.
Yeah,
when I was there, it was chaos, pure chaos. I was, I don't know how they get stuff done over there, but it was crazy. It was crazy. So your time in Mallorca, you ended up coming back to the States. What was that transition like coming back to the U.S. after being in Europe?
I felt like when I came back. Obviously, I went to Louisville City and USL. That was my first stop. With John Hackworth there, obviously, wherever he goes,
yeah.
I go.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of a package deal, but it wasn't. I wouldn't say it wasn't a big change. You know, I had to go from over there. They play on a lot of turf. That's what I know. If you're in like the second team, or you know, I would say Juvenil, which is like the younger,
right?
Younger
the young,
age. Yeah. You play on a lot of turf fields, you know. And then you come to America, which is the USL, and you're playing, it's a lot of baseball fields, you know.
Right.
That was a little different for me, but I wouldn't say that. I would say the soccer as well, you know. Obviously, you're going back to rapid more than controlled. Mm-hmm. But
right.
I wouldn't say it was a huge change just because I was used to it.
Yeah, what's your take on the whole turf versus grass debate? Because
Definitely. That's
a big thing, especially in MLS now, with more soccer-specific stadiums being built with grass pitches. Is it a huge difference to you? Do you prefer it? Like, do you have like the kind of cash to say I'm not going to play on turf? Like, what's your take on the whole turf versus grass
thing? I mean, I grew up playing on turf, so it doesn't bother me as much, but I prefer grass, you know.
Yeah.
There's nothing like hitting a nice ping on the grass when it's wet, you know. Nothing compares to that, you know. Turf is, you know, a lot of injuries come from turf. That's why I really don't recommend it, you know.
And how are some of these grass fields? Because the Houston coaches came out last week talking about how the LAFC field was trash. They have too many concerts. It's some trash.
There's a lot of sand on that field, huh? I think there's a lot of sand on that field, but Houston's field is nice. That's a nice pitch, but Yeah, if you're gonna have grass field, it has to be in the best condition for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah, and the stadium at now at Kansas City, or sorry, St. Louis City. Sorry. Hey, ooh, hey, crazy, hey. Crazy, 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 crazy.
The lunatics are gonna come after
I
you.
I know, the lunatics.
Meddling all of them.
Right, right. So St. Louis City now, one of the best in-stadium atmospheres in the league, you know, in their, especially in their inaugural season.
Hey, the best.
Yeah, right. Okay. You know, arguably, so we're here in LA, and so we get to see LAFC on a pretty regular basis. We were at the Rose Bowl for that sold out July 4th game. So we haven't had the chance to go out to St. Louis yet, but that's one of our, like, we have a bucket list of stadiums that we need to cross off. And so, I mean, just seeing that inaugural game with the Tifos going across the stadium and the raucousness and, you know, the attendance is consistently there. Yeah. What was it like playing in front of such a, you know, vibrant atmosphere?
I mean, that's what you play the game for, you know, to inspire them, to give them energy. And when you give them energy, they give you energy back, you know. And being a sold out stadium, almost every game we sold out this year. And, yeah. You know, props to them, you know. We love the support, and it helped us a lot during the season to achieve what we did.
Yeah, and I mean, like, the achievements is kind of selling it short, because I think a lot of people had, especially at the beginning of the season, had you guys finishing at the bottom or near the bottom, being an expansion team, being in it your first season. You know, it usually takes a couple of years. Like, I mean, you've seen with Cincinnati, they were in the bottom for the first few years and until they had, you know, this fantastic season this year. But to start so quickly out of the gates.
Hot.
Like, you came out, I mean, and it wasn't even like, you know, you took some time to acclimate and then you made a good run in the middle of the season. It was like from the jump. And people were like wondering, you know, how long is this gonna last? Can they sustain this? And I mean, congrats to you guys. You guys did. I mean, finished first place in the West this year. What was that like? That inaugural season to kind of prove everybody wrong. That was down.
It felt good, you know, when you hear people saying, "Oh, you're gonna be last place. You know, you're not gonna do well." It kind of, you know, lights a fire in your heart. You know, you want to prove them wrong. And we all had the same, you know, idea. We're gonna prove them wrong. We had a sign on our door, you know, that had like last in the, you know, Western Conference, last in the league. Like,
so you saved those, you saved the receipts.
We had all the things everyone said, you know, we had it, and we see it every day, and that would just push us to go, you know, prove them wrong. You know, we achieved a lot this year, and I'm proud of the squad for that, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's just,
we're by week five, they were already talking about you guys being one of the favorites to win the MLS. How did it feel to fall short, though, knowing that you guys had such a great team to take this cup?
Yeah, it hurt. You know, you never want to go out of the tournament that early, you know. But I felt, you know, well, that was kind of overshadowing what we had achieved, you know.
Right.
You know, people were saying, oh, they're going to be the first knocked out of the tournament, and it happened. You know, so that hurt a little bit. But, you know, it's the beginning, you know. It's our first year. We did a lot, and Year two is coming, and we hope to achieve a lot more, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, for the most part, I think with expansion franchises, like, the expectations aren't set very high. The bar is not set very high for no matter who it is. And then for you guys to have such a great first season, finishing first place in the West, despite, you know, the disappointing results in the playoffs, I think if you look back at the season, you can't say that it was a disappointing season, right? Even though it ended disappointingly, right? Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on the overall achievements that you guys had from beginning to end?
I mean, I'm proud of it. Like I said, I'm proud of everybody. I'm proud of what we did. You know, we did a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, first, what is it, 17 wins? That's the most by an expansion squad, you know?
Yeah.
We're shooting for that Western Conference title. Like, you know, it didn't happen this year, but we hope to do it next year. You know, what else? What other achievements we have? Was it the first to five wins or something?
Fastest to five wins. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was another one. There was a ton. There was a ton. I mean, every week it was something. You know, you guys can break this. Like, oh, nice. You know,
right. And then, what was the vibes like in the locker room? Because I'm sure, you know, like you said, you guys had the receipts. You guys had that kind of chip on your shoulder going into the season. And then when you guys were rolling, what were the vibes like amongst the team?
Was it Black Force energy?
A little bit. You know, we got to show a little bit of grit when we're out there, you know. But, yeah, the vibes were up, you know. We're very happy. When everyone's happy, everything's good, you know. And we're winning games. You know, we're proving people wrong. Like, what else would you want, you know?
Yeah, but when you put together a new team like that, everybody's playing together for the first time, for the most part, like as a whole, as a collective. How long did it take for you guys to gel? Were you guys doing, you know, like icebreakers in practice? Like how long did it take you guys to really form together as a team?
What people don't know is like most of our team, about a couple of us came from the two team, the first year.
Sure, right.
So there's a handful of us, so we already kind of knew the style, and then towards the end of our STL2 season last year, a couple of the first team players that were signed already had came mm-hmm. in were here early
because they were there.
So they wanted to get they were training with us, you know, and stuff like that, and we already kind of knew each other, and obviously preseason you have a couple players come in, but you know, we did a little bit of bonding activities and stuff like that, you know, like presentations and stuff like, you know, mm-hmm. to really get to know each other.
Yeah, were they making like the rookies do any like crazy dances or singing?
Just singing, you know.
Yeah. Well, who's got the voice? Who's got the vocals?
Indiana Vassilov.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he got a little voice on him. He got something there.
You gotta get him. Gotta get him in the studio.
For sure.
Yeah, Moise Keane just dropping singles. You know, like it's a thing now. Like,
sure.
Yeah.
Wish I could. I can't.
Yeah. Strictly behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Get you in like the producer booth.
That's me.
Yeah.
So, what kind of music is being played in the locker room, and who has the aux? Who's in charge of the vibes with the music?
Nico, Giochini. Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. He plays all the tunes, you know. You have the country a little bit, then you have the Afro beats. I'm an Afro beats guy, and then mm-hmm. you have the rap, you know. Mostly Afro beats though.
Mostly in the lock, and that's the main kind of genre that everybody's bumping. Yeah, because I feel like that's been the wave, especially with just the genre kind of growing in popularity, you know, like Burna Boy is becoming a globally mm-hmm. like a global icon. He's selling out, you know,
got
tours all over the place.
On right now, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, what'd you think of his new album or his latest album? Because it was kind of mixed reviews compared to Love Domini.
I liked a couple songs, you know, a couple mm-hmm. songs. That's it though. I liked Big Seven.
Yeah.
That's my favorite one right now. City Boys.
Yes.
There we go. Yeah. That's the vibes.
Like down there was a couple more, but yeah, those were the main ones right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the album that came out last year, I think, was that one front to back kind of had to me it was more consistent, whereas this one kind of, you know, there's standouts like you said. I think Big Seven when that came out, because that was a single before, I was kind of hyped for the whole album, but you know, I mean, I'm excited just to see the where he goes next with this, because you know, just seeing the growth is
I need to see him in concert, you know. That's what I need to do.
Yeah,
he was just out here like about 2 weeks. I missed out.
Yeah, he played at did he play at BMO?
I think it might have been BMO, yeah.
Yeah, he played out here in LA a couple. I wanted to go see him.
He's never gonna come to St. Louis, so that's not it's not his forte, you know.
Right. Hey man, it's all seasons, he can catch him now.
But what's it like out in St. Louis? Because from everyone, I've never been, but from everything that I've heard, it's a great city. You know, it seems like there's a bunch to do. There's a lot of culture, a lot of history, a lot of good food. What is your take on St. Louis, especially being already from the Midwest?
Being here this is my second year here. I really like the city, you know. Like you said, a lot of culture, a lot of soccer culture here. That's big. Especially for us, you know. I didn't really think it was gonna explode like this, but things happen, you know, and the food is really good, really good here. I would say, what else? They have a lot of like most of their museums and stuff are free, so you really don't have to pay for that.
That's cool.
The zoo's
That's cool.
free, everything's free. Like there's a lot of cool things you can check out here for sure.
Mm. And going to other places on the road, because we talk like we have a lot of MLS players, and you know the travel is one thing that they say is, you know, one of the hardest parts about playing in the league. Just because, I mean, you look at the just in terms of miles, compared to like a team in England, like where they're travel, like England is you know much smaller than the US obviously, so you're not, you don't have those 5-hour flights or you know cross country flights, you're getting in late at late hours. What was it like traveling to other places, and did you have time to kind of check out the cities while you were traveling?
A couple cities you got to really check out. I mean, really, you're getting there what, the day before the game, so you really don't do much that night, then just sit in the hotel and just chill. But sometimes we would, you know, obviously stay two, three days when you're taking probably like Toronto. We had, like, we had a trip from, what was it, LA to Toronto, I think, or one of the two. And, you know, we had a couple of days where we could check out the city and stuff like that. But you really don't get much time to walk around because nowadays, right after a game, you're heading back to the flight and you're going back, you know, you don't really have much time.
You can get in real trouble in Toronto. So there's some work out there. You gotta be careful, Toronto. You'll see the super mixes out there.
Oh no. Real city boy.
Activities.
Yeah.
He knows. No, my one of my good friends, he got drafted to Toronto 2015. Played about 2 years in the league. And yeah, man, he was telling me Toronto's that city.
Yeah, my boy's from Toronto, so yeah, so, you gotta visit, right? You gotta visit. I will, relax.
Yeah, definitely, that's on the bucket list for sure.
Yeah.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, you put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor, because you know the bigger the fight, the better the reward. Medela, the mark of the fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah. So now being in the off season, what is, because I've seen you been getting active, I've seen you're training, you're working out still. But what are some of the goals that you have for this off season, heading into next season, to kind of build on what the success that you had in your inaugural season?
For me personally, I want to improve my stamina. You know, so I've been running a lot. You know, I want to be able to get up and down. I'm playing right back, so I could play midfield too, but right back's been my main position. I just want to be able to get up and down, you know. I believe in my abilities, if I get in the right spot, I can put in a good cross, you know. So yeah, that's mainly what I'm working on right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that position, I feel like, especially with what the way that's being kind of deployed now, is you got to be super fit to be to be a wing back now, no matter where you're playing. And so Serginho Dest is someone like that who's always getting up and down the field. That position, I feel like, is one of the more strenuous when it comes to like fitness.
It's a very important position.
Definitely. And a lot of the players now is not players that started off defense, more attacking players that I think in the U17 they moved you there, correct? Or yeah. Am I mistaken? So like, yeah. So it's a lot of people that are like, yeah, they're great at attacking, but let's put them in the back. Like,
and, a lot of players, yeah, they're converting a lot of wingers to outside back now, just because they have that natural born instinct to attack.
Right.
Really, just working on their defending. That's pretty much it. But
yeah, even Weah with Leo was playing. They put him in
the left winger. Now he's a right wing back, that, left wing back. Like, wow, this guy never used to defend like this.
What was it like in those training camps with the U17s? Because there's, I mean, we mentioned the big names, but how competitive was it? You know, and what's it like seeing all those guys kind of being super successful?
I mean, my age group, my cycle was very competitive, you know, especially being at residency, you're always around them. So like, if you didn't make the trips, it's kind of sad, you know, because you're seeing all your boys that you're hanging out with go away and you're like, oh, I gotta stay here. But you know, that only makes you better, you know, makes you work harder, you know, and being around players that are winners, you know, they want to win, you know, it really, you know, pushes you to achieve things, especially him, you know, he's a winner, you know. Especially, yeah, his dad won the Ballon d'Or. He's coming.
Right. Yeah. President, yeah. I believe, too.
Yeah, he's a president. Yeah, he's like, a full-on politician. Like, yeah, yeah.
He wasn't really with us as much. You know, he would go to, like, on trips and stuff like that. But he was already at PSG, I believe, when we're at the residency program. He was with PSG. So he would just go on the trips and stuff. But
Do you plan, do you hope to move, go back to Europe one day?
That's my
Is that
dream.
The plan?
That's my dream. Right. Yeah, I gotta make it back over there. That's my plan, you know. In due time, you know, just gotta be patient, you know, one season at a time.
Yeah, and with the way MLS is becoming now, you're seeing a lot of young players kind of making that jump over to in various different leagues. So I think you know, it's still obviously a very competitive league in its own right, but they're still pushing out players and exporting players at a pretty good rate too. So
she's not MLS. USL had like five players that are like over $5 million that waiting to get sold to European teams. So like it's crazy. Yeah, we are that country that people are looking for those players for.
It's crazy nowadays. It takes one good season and you could be
right.
You know,
Scott, you never know who's watching.
You never know.
Yeah, because even like a Austin Trusty, who you know, got signed by Arsenal from Colorado. Now he's playing, I believe, is it Bournemouth or
is it Birmingham?
No, he was with Birmingham. He was with Birmingham City, and now he's playing in the Premier League. I forget the team. They just were recently promoted. It was one of the teams that was just that just got promoted from last season. But he's playing in the Prem now. So like. I mean, you never know where you can end up because, like, I feel like, especially someone like he wasn't necessarily on everybody's radar to like make the move, and he did it and he succeeded. So I think, you know, you never know. Like you said, like you don't know who's watching or one good season. Yeah. So what are some of the things that you feel like you could bring to the table when it comes to making the jump?
I mean, like I said, I'm a very versatile player. You know, like I said, when I was younger, I played midfield all my life, you know, and then I got to the 17s and had converted me to a right back. Mm-hmm. And like last year when I was with STL City 2, I played six different positions. So I played right back, left back, six, eight, right center back, left center back. Like, you know, I could really offer something, you know, when it comes to versatility.
What's your favorite position you like to play?
Eight. Yeah,
that's
my most comfortable position, just because I play it the longest. But I'm starting to get away from that, you know, give up that dream, you know, and just focus on right back.
Yeah, but that's a versatile position too, because you're doing a little bit of everything with that too, you know. Cool. Yeah. So moving off the pitch, you know, a lot of what we focus on is you know, the fashion, the music, everything that kind of is tied to soccer. I've seen, you know, you posting the fits on Instagram.
You gotta be
high key and low key at the same time, right? You got it. There's an art to it, right?
Yeah,
so now I feel like more and more teams are doing the whole kind of pregame runway and like what the pregame fits and all that.
Yeah.
you know, Kellen Acosta we had on the podcast, and he's kind of put trying to push for that kind of like kind of have NBA has league fits. He wants to do. He's looking to push for stuff for MLS, and yeah, I think he did a good job with that this year. How far in advance are you thinking about that pregame fit?
Beginning of the week. Monday. I'm thinking about what I'm wearing for sure. But like, so when it'll get to game day, I'll put the fit on. I'm like, nah. And I'll change it. I'll change it up a little bit, but definitely beginning of the week.
And you're going like full on like accessories, or are you just thinking about the
I'm just thinking about on the clothes. Accessories, I kind of just wear the same. I don't really like that would do with that. Like, I wear a couple of rings and just my chain. I don't really, not big into all the big jewelry, just clothes. That's it.
Got it.
Anybody in MLS or in your team can mess with your fits?
I think I'm the best fit on the team for sure. Okay. But there's other players that would, you know, I put up there for sure.
Yeah. How about sneakers? Are you big into the shoe game?
Love sneakers.
What got you into it, and how, like, because some people from a very young age they're into it. Some people
I wasn't really into it like when I was younger. Like, I really didn't like high top sneakers. I didn't like Jordans as much. I don't know what happened. Like, I think I don't know. I just got the
a big check.
I don't maybe something changed, and I just like I want those. You know.
Yeah.
I'm big into. My favorite. This is like the Jordan 4s, you know. I like Jordan 4s, love them.
Yeah, clean. Yeah, yeah. The 4s, 3s, and the 1s, I feel like.
4s and 3s. 3s, yeah, 3s yeah, are nice too.
Yeah, yeah. And they're not as bulky as some of the other ones, and I feel like it's just like timeless.
1s aren't that comfortable to me, though.
Yeah, it depends. Some 1s are more comfortable than the others. Like they get super stiff, and they're like they don't have as much cushioning as the like the 3s or 4s, but yeah, I don't know how people play basketball in them though.
Definitely.
Like if I walk too much,
hurting.
Yeah, like it's crazy, it's wild.
No, but what are your go to shoes? Besides those, like, do you do designers or do you just do straight lifestyle shoes?
Straight lifestyle. Not a big designer shoe guy, but straight lifestyle.
Yet. Yeah.
You're right.
Next contract. Yeah. You got the bulky. Balenciaga's like, all right.
Yeah.
Something changed.
right. Yeah. So just like how before you were like, yeah, I don't really like the Jordans. I don't know about all the high top shoes. And then you start creeping into the Jordans. And just like now, you're saying, I'm not big into the Versace. I'm not big into the, you know, the Balenciagas. 3-4 years from now, who knows? We'll going to see you walking down.
We'll see.
Okay. How about music? Because I know you said you're big into Afrobeats. It looks like, is that a Kanye poster you got in behind you?
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Yeah.
Yeah. That great. To me, that's my favorite album.
Great album.
Yeah. Is that like a song or just the album?
It's just the album, and then it has all the songs and a little bit.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, what are you listening to on what's on your rotation? I know you mentioned Afrobeats, obviously, you know, you got the Kanye the poster, but what are you listening to before games? What do you listen to after games? What's been in your rotation?
Before games, I'll probably listen to more rap. So I'll probably listen to my favorite rapper is Gunna. So, you know, that might affect a couple people, you know.
Sure, right.
I don't really worry about that.
His album was fire, though.
The music's fire. Like,
I told when I was a kid, I told my brother. So
what he does on his time, that's his business. That's his business.
I'm a civilian.
Yeah, so Gunna, you know, I like his vibe, his flow, everything. It just makes you feel, you know, calm and cool. It makes you feel cool when you listen to Gunna, for sure. An Afrobeat, and then after, I probably listen to like the Afrobeats and calm music, you know, chill. Probably like, yeah. I like Rima, you know,
yeah,
Burna Boy, you know, there's a couple others that I like, but
cool. And do you have like different playlists that you put together, or you listen to albums?
Yeah,
like,
I got a pregame playlist, I have tons, mm-hmm. I have tons, there's different ones,
yeah. Cause I think it was Earl Sweatshirt. He said something about how playlists are like ruining the album experience, which I don't know. Cause I do both. You know, like you have different playlists for different moods, and then sometimes, you know, if you're feeling, I'm gonna listen to the album front to back. You do that too. But what do you think of albums versus playlists and all that?
I like playlists. You know, I like taking
mixing it up.
Yeah, mixing it up. You know, taking the best songs and putting them into some. You know, you don't always want to listen to the same thing. You want to just, oh damn, that's nice. Oh, that's nice. You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you have like a? I know. Speaking of albums, but do you have like a desert? Like, if you're going to a desert island, you got to bring four or five albums. What are you bringing?
Ooh, that's a good one.
AI YoungBoy 2. I like the new Gunna album. That one's for sure.
It was good.
I'm a big Brent Faiyaz fan.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah,
and I really liked his. I don't know what the album's called. I like him, so I brought.
Yeah, the R&B.
One of his albums, because you know I mess with him. Yeah. One more probably. Probably that album right there, the Party Next Door one.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. You can't really see it in frame, but yeah. But okay.
That one. City boy activities.
Yeah,
sure.
On the island by himself.
Yeah, alone but not alone.
Alone but not alone. okay, so what are some goals that you have set for yourself? Moving ahead to this next season.
I want to score more, you know. I want to, like, everybody might say that, but personally for me, you know, I know I can score goals. I know I can offer more than I did this season that we had. You know, I can offer more, especially in the attacking end, and I think I can do that. That's what I want to achieve.
You had a goal in the Open Cup.
Yeah.
Correct?
I had one goal, yeah.
And what's that feeling like? Because, you know, not everybody has that feeling of scoring in a competition like that. What's going through your head?
Especially that was my first professional goal in that stadium. Mm-hmm. You know, you watch other players score goals and like you celebrate with them, but when it's you, you know, it's a whole different feeling. You know, there's a feeling of euphoria, like wow, like this is an amazing feeling. You know, everyone scream your name, nothing compares to it.
Yeah, you kept it cool in the celebration. You didn't go extra like somebody's
kept
player.
It calm. Calm.
We've been out here before.
Just hit the airplane, and that's it.
So, I mean, I feel like from this interview, I feel like that's your general demeanor is like chill, calm. You know, like you don't want to get too high, you don't want to get too low. How does that help your game? Because I feel like that's a good place to be all the time, kind of steady.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it helps a lot just because I'm a calm guy, you know, collective, you know. When I'm on the ball, I'm very composed, you know. I don't really rush much, you know. No one can really rush me. But I obviously want to offer, like, a new side of my game. Like, you know, I want to be more fiery, you know. I want to be more gritty, you know. I want to show a different side to my game that no one's seen.
Yeah, you got a nice pace. So, like, you can kick that ball forward and you can get after that ball if you like.
Yeah.
Like, you have that pace.
I have a sneaky pace. People don't think I'm quick, but I can get there.
Sneaky. That's on his FIFA badge. That's a sneaky pace. Yeah. Julio, you got anything else?
No, I'm
good. Yeah, Akil, thank you so much. When you're in LA, we got to get you out here.
Yeah, we got to get you out, man.
We'll have you in the studio for sure. But you know, I appreciate you taking the time for us to kind of. You got a busy schedule, even though it's the off season. So you know, appreciate you making this work all the way in St. Louis. You know, for Julio Matarosa, Akil Watts, I'm Ramsey Abushala. This has been the Urban Pitch Podcast, the beautiful game of life, part of the Believe Network. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. We got more stuff coming up, but until next time, we're out.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, a Foxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease, plus it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.